Hi, this is Carlos Lando on Kuvo Jazz, and joining me at this moment is Gerald Albright, musician extraordinaire, bassist, saxophonist. Gerald is a Colorado resident, even though he was raised in Los Angeles, and I want to welcome him to the airwaves of the Oasis in the City. How are you, Gerald? How you doing?
Fine, Carlos. How are you today?
Doing really, really, really well. You know, it was always curious what your initial attraction was to the state of Colorado. Perhaps you can enlighten us as to how long you have been part of this community.
Well, we're going on 18 years now. We moved here in 2005, and it was the best move of our life. Being a California guy and have lived in Los Angeles for all of my life, my wife and I got to a certain age where we wanted something a little slower pace, less traffic, a little cleaner air, a little friendlier people, you know. And I did a show here in 2004, and long story short, I was very impressed with the experience that I had during that time, and so much so that we moved 45 days later from that performance. So we're excited to be here, and we call this home now, and I always look forward to coming home after being on the road doing our fun shows on tour. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, Gerald, when I was reading about your experiences as a musician and how you came up and so forth, I was always curious because you started off as a saxophonist, or did you start off as a bassist, or did you switch back and forth? How did that come about? I know you love the bass, but I thought you played sax prior to picking up the bass. Am I wrong?
That is true. Even before that, Carlos, I took piano lessons. From my teacher who taught our church choir, who was basically the choir director of our church choir. And during the week, he would have various students, and my parents thought it would be smart to start me out on piano. And I didn't like piano at the age of 8 years old, you know, learning the scales and stuff. I wanted to play with, you know, my buddies in the neighborhood, play football and baseball and all that. So I was really never prepared for my piano lessons. So long story short, he put me on the saxophone, which I loved. I thought it was a cool instrument, you know, to blow into it and press the keys and make a sound. And I gravitated toward it very quickly, and it's been a part of my life ever since. And I'm still very excited about the instrument. I'm still loving playing it to my audiences and to the masses. And I feel like I'm just getting started.
It's interesting. When I think about the music of the early 70s, the coming age of fusion music, electric and jazz and so forth, the funk and just that whole mesh between funk and jazz and rock, you know, I think about musicians, you know, like the Brothers Johnson, and I think about all of these bass players, the old Jerry Jermont, and these cats. You know that you saw Louis Johnson and Brothers Johnson in concert, and that kind of spun your head a little bit and said, "Yeah, I think I can do this."
Absolutely. Case in point, it was in San Bernardino, California. I was attending college at the time in Redlands at Redlands University, and I went to the Orange Show, which was an annual huge jazz festival in San Bernardino, and they were headlining the show. And Louis Johnson steps out about halfway through the show and does this incredible bass solo, and my mouth dropped, and I said, I want to learn that. And 2 days later, a buddy of mine on campus, he had an extra bass at his house, and he let me borrow the bass, and I sat in my dorm room and taught myself how to play bass, and it became a integral part of my arsenal, and I went on to play bass for folks like Anita Baker and Rodney Franklin and Willie Bobo and folks like that. So,
well, you mentioned Willie Bobo, who was a favorite of mine. I know he was a Los Angeles resident as well. So if you're going to be locked into a percussion, that's not a bad guy to have right next to you.
Absolutely. I learned a lot about Latin music during my tenure with him, and I owe him a lot, especially on the Latin side of things, for literally teaching me how to play that festive music. So it was a blessing.
One of the great things that I've appreciated about your music is those collaborations. You're known. You just have so much fun on that stage, and you've collaborated with some of the best people. Norman Brown, of course, you work with Dave Koz and friends, and Richard Elliott and others, and your nominations and so forth. But I want to talk about your collaboration with your daughter. Talk to me about Selena.
Well, Selena is, and it's not because I'm her dad. I'm going to say this with the greatest amount of honesty. She is one of the most talented vocalists and songwriters that I've seen in a long, long time. And it was a blessing to have a front row seat as her dad to see her musical development starting from age 9 or 10 years old. We've collaborated on songs together. You know, we shared the stage together several times. And I can't tell you from a father's standpoint how proud I am to see that evolution of my firstborn in the music industry. And it's been a win-win. And I can't wait until this coming Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Lone Tree Arts Center to share the stage with her once again. Because it's been, honestly, quite a while that we've shared the stage. She's been in mommy mode. She's been chasing kids over the past couple of years. So definitely going to be a celebration on Friday night.
Hopefully you can enlighten us with what are you working on these days? What's inspiring you musically, besides obviously getting on stage and playing? But yeah, there's always things that are coming in and out of musicians' brains and heads at all times. Anything that you can share with us?
Every day is a new adventure, Carlos, to be honest. Right now I'm doing some major touring across the country, and that's what we're concentrating on right now. So we've been celebrating the music in a live way, but I'm anxious to get back in the studio and crank out another project. I'm inspired. I'm very, very inspired. And I tell people I'm living my best life.
Gerald Albright, thank you for joining us. And we look forward to your performance Friday night at the Lone Tree Arts Center. Thank you so much, Gerald. Appreciate it.